This is Laser Brody from the Holy Land of Israel with Emunah Beams, episode number 27. Today we're going to speak about a healthy national heart, and we're talking about the national heart of the Jewish people. But in order to understand, I'd like to preface with a little parable. There was this Ukrainian peasant, and he felt pain in his left arm. So he went to the local village doctor, and the doctor gave him an ointment to rub on his arm. Well, the peasant felt better for a day or two, but soon the pain returned even stronger than it was before. So the pain, he returned to the local village doctor, and the village doctor returned him to a big specialist in Kiev. Well, the peasant made this long journey from his little hamlet to Kiev, and after much searching, finally located the specialist's address. Well, the peasant complained to the specialist about the fierce pain in his arm. The doctor took one look at the arm and told the peasant, take off his shirt. The bewildered peasant, he says, doctor, how come I have to take my shirt off if my arm hurts? The doctor placed the stethoscope on the peasant's chest and he smiled patiently, answered, I have to examine your heart, sir, because what you feel in your arm is only radiated pain. The root of the pain is in your heart. Beloved brothers and sisters, that story is about us. It's about the Jewish people. Now, there isn't a single one of us that doesn't have a problem that hurts. An acute problem, some have health problems, others have financial problems, some have marital difficulties, and quite a few have grief from their children. It's not an easy generation. Some couples don't have children at all, and still others, they long to find their soulmate, and they're lonely in the meanwhile. So if I haven't yet alluded to your particular problem, fill in the blank. We all have our ills, whether they're physical or emotional or spiritual or interpersonal. Most of us think that an ointment is a raise in salary or a new toy or a night on the town, and we think that's going to give us relief for our localized problem and end our ills, but that's not right. The root of all our ills is Jerusalem. It's the lack of our holy temple and the divine presence within our midst. And Hashem reminds us every year after Hanukkah, we come away from Hanukkah merry and spinning the dreidel and eating latkes, but Hashem says, no, wait a second. You have to be reminded of the Holy Temple. So a week after Hanukkah, we get the fast day that's called the 10th of Teves, Asara B'Teves. But we don't realize how badly our souls, they've withered. And we're all resemble children that were born in caves. And you explain to them light, and they've never seen the light of day. That's us, because we were born in a generation that we don't know what it means to live at the base of Mikdash. So we get thrown into this gross material world, and yet what happens? So many of us, we get attached to the material world. And that's, again, that we get like the one, the child born in the cave gets attached to the darkness. But the darkness is not exactly what he needs. His soul needs the light. And for us, the light of Judaism, that's Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, and the Beit HaMikdash, the Holy Temple. So Hashem doesn't want us to be spiritually ignorant. So right after Hanukkah, he gives us Asara B'Teves, the fast of the 10th of Teves. And what happens then? We mourn the beginning of the siege of Jerusalem by King Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians. It all began in the 10th of Teves, and it culminated and the destruction of the first holy temple and the fall of the kingdom of Judea. Hashem wants us to ponder the meaning of the holy temple's destruction. Why was it destroyed? Not merely from a historical perspective, but a pragmatic, contemporary perspective, how it relates to our lives, each one of us personally. So let's think about what we're lacking in our lives. And even as Torah observant people, okay, we consider ourselves during Torah, we don't have a high priest, we don't have Kohen Gadol, we don't have Korbanos, we don't have the sacrifices, we don't have the Levim, we don't have the Levites, we don't have a whole bunch of mitzvot that can only be performed in the context of the Holy Temple. The Sanhedrin and the true spiritual purity and true spirituality, we get no idea what all this is. But if we did, then we would really lament the temple's destruction. And without lamenting the temple's destruction, we can't possibly pray with any semblance of sincerity. Because when we look at our spiritual needs, Beis HaMikdash and Mashiach and Malchut Beit David, the kingdom of David, our material needs, they become dwarfed. We run after a few crumbs of bread. Because if we were able to lead the lives of true spiritual purity and true spirituality, we wouldn't lack a thing. Our sages, they didn't want us to become spiritually flabby. And they didn't want us to become insensitive and certainly not apathetic about the destruction of the temple, the exile from Jerusalem, and the whole diaspora that we've been spending the last 2,000 years in. Our sages therefore devoted most of our daily Shmona Esrei prayers to the rebuilding of the Holy Temple, the return of the Davidic dynasty, Mashiach, Sanhedrin, Gula. Look how many of the 18 prayers every day are connected to Gula and Beit HaMikdash. So if we don't long for the salvation of our people, we can't possibly say our daily prayers with any kind of sincerity. And this is what the Gemara in Tractate Shabbos asks us, that we're going to be asked, each one of us, when we leave this world after 120 years, Tzipita Legula, did you expect the redemption of our people? Oh, my cherished brothers and sisters in Canada and the UK and Australia, USA, Europe, and wherever you are, don't think that Jerusalem is Israel's problem. It's just as much your problem too. As part of our people, you are limbs that extend from the same heart that's known as Yerushalayim Beit HaMikdash. And that heart has to be healthy, because if that heart's not healthy, there's going to be radiated pain that we'll all suffer. Our national health depends on that healthy heart, Jerusalem and Beis HaMikdash, together with Mashiach and Gula, the full redemption of our people. So with the divine presence in our midst, there's limitless blessings of abundance for health and happiness and everything we need. So if we have a Gula and Beis HaMikdash, we're home free. Our sages tell us that any generation that doesn't rebuild Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash is as if that generation destroyed it, heaven forbid. So we have a solemn obligation to call out to Hashem now from the heart and plead with Him to give us a healthy national heart. When the whole is healthy, so are all the parts. So raise your voice skyward. Don't be ashamed. Right now, Hashem's listening. Redemption could be no more than a heartbeat away, one prayer away. And your prayer, cherished brothers and sisters, your prayer could tip the scales for Mashiach and the full redemption of our people, speed in our days. Amen.